Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2024, entitled Many and Various Ways. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Long ago, God spoke. Spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son. How does God communicate his message of love and concern for his creation? Baby talk. Martin Luther said it first, that when God speaks to humanity, God always speaks baby talk. God never forgets that no matter how old we are, how big we have become, we are all helpless, dependent, unknowing babes as far as faith is concerned. God bends to our weaknesses and our inabilities. He never tells us more than we can bear. He knows we cannot stand the full weight of the full truth. So God talks to us with baby talk. God spoke to Moses out of a burning bush, knowing that children are fascinated by fire and things like that. His message was ludicrously simple. Go tell people that I am sent you. Simple. Straightforward. Baby talk. God spoke through the law. Basic kindergarten morality. When it's literally transferred from the original language of Hebrew, it says, you no kill. You no lie. You no steal. Baby talk. And the prophets? They saw visions of broken jars, scrolls, and other object lessons, stories designed for children, talk about lions and lambs, stories that only little ones understand. Baby talk. Luther said that all the great thinking about God and his doings in the world are only footnotes on the primal and original message. We do a fine job of complicating things when we talk big and claim to understand far more than we really know. We forget our essential condition and smother the elemental power of it all. Babies don't have to be told what their mothers mean by coochie, coochie, coo. Love needs no explanation. So in the Christmas story, God bends over into this violent playpen we call home and speaks again. How does he do that? Baby talk. This time, not only does he use the baby language, he becomes a baby. To the outside observer, all this excited talk over the bassinet, the toothless shepherds grinning and peering over the edge of the crib, the wise men from back east reduced to bumbling fools, it all seems strange. Not strange to us because we've heard the story so many times. But here in this nativity is truth. Truth wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. The letter to the Hebrews sums it up quite well. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son. When the child becomes a man, he still speaks in stories, parables, makes simple declarations about the way things are now, that God has become one flesh with humanity. It was a crisp "follow me" that caught the attention of those who believed strongly enough not to remain observers of the story, but to actually become participants. His invitation was into a kingdom where to receive a child was to receive him. In this kingdom, grown-ups who use words that are too large and pray prayers too long and get too big for their britches have trouble getting through the door, he said. Baby talk. Later, in a frivolous, childish act of entering the capital city, bouncing on the back of a fuzzy donkey, his beard does not hide the child beneath the man. On that day, a long way from Bethlehem, he is welcomed into Jerusalem, not by the mayor with a key to the city, but by children waving palm branches. And these babies look at him, and they see one of their own. Today, the invitation to us is, come. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.